Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The man from Chatham, New Jersey, 21-year-old John Tolkien.
It's Tolkien! Oh my words! How about this boy?
It's Tolkien around the corner. He'll play him in. Tolkien to finish this one off. Tolkien! Does DC in for a second time this season? New York Red Bulls have done the double over DC United in the Atlantic Cup.
It's Tolkien round the wall, and he scores! A huge goal for the Red Bulls. It could well be Red October again!
You need big personality to take on the pressure, and it doesn't come any bigger than this man.
One of our all-time faves, a player that we know very well. He's joined us a few times on Morning Footy. He even has a New York City FC fan, Alexis, saying that he's awesome to hang out with.
I mean, he's a fun guy, and it hurts to say that.
He's a total G. We are so delighted to welcome back John Tolkien. J-Mai, how you doing, my friend?
Morning, guys. I'm good. Thank you for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Always good to see you. Okay, I got to ask, because you're rocking the hat right now. Are we working on a new hairstyle underneath there?
No.
You ditched the platinum.
It's really sad right now, to be honest. I don't even recognize myself, but I need to let it ride for a bit until it gets warmer.
Why? Why is this? What's the mentality there?
I'm going to bring something back, and it needs to be long for that to happen. So
mullet, maybe?
Ooh, are we going mullet?
We might be, yeah.
Oh, wait, and is my
that
goodness.
Mullet, is that mullet
right now.
Making it potentially to Paris 2024?
That's the hope, yeah. That is in the plan.
But is it going to be a
Parisian mullet?
Or is it going to be a Parisian mullet?
It's got those cigarette holders in it.
Come on now. All right, well, on that note, you recently participated in that U.S. Media Summit for the upcoming Olympics. J-Mai, what did that experience mean to you? What was it like?
Yeah, it was an honor to be there, first of all. And then, yeah, it was a little overwhelming as well. You know, a long day, a lot of media. But I think all good things at the end. And it was funny. A lot of the, interviewers didn't recognize me because my hair as well. And I'm thinking the whole day, is this like a bad thing? Nobody recognizes my game anymore and just my hair. But no, it was really good, really fun experience. And yeah, I was happy to represent, you know.
J-Mai, as someone who's also from New Jersey, sometimes it feels like we're prouder to be from Jersey than anywhere else. But talk to me about the opportunity to wear the U.S. Men's National Team shirt, especially in a big competition, if that does happen, right? And we've certainly alluded to it. What does that just mean for you?
Yeah, I think personally it's a dream of mine since I've been a little kid. And, you know, whenever I can put on the U.S. shirt, whether it be at Olympics or just a friendly, it's a huge honor. And where I'm from, it's a tiny town in Jersey. I think us people from Jersey definitely have a little chip on our shoulder. And yeah, we love where we're from and we take a lot of pride in it. So yeah, it's kind of something you can't really explain when you're in the moment, when you're wearing the crest. But it's an amazing feeling. And I think it's what all players, you know, play for.
Hold up, I'm going to piggyback off of what you were asking.
Yes.
I thought this is a question I thought you were going to ask. If the United States had a state Olympics, every state competing against each other, where would Jersey place?
Disqualified.
No, that's crazy.
We'd be disqualified for, let's just say, dark arts, which is common in Jersey.
In soccer, J-Mai, where would Jersey place?
We would be towards the top. I think if you look through history, there's been a lot of Jersey players, not just in soccer, in every sport. So I think us Jersey athletes are representing pretty well and proud.
Yep, on the podium eating the Taylor ham, egg, and cheese. Let's go.
Pork roll.
See, this guy again with the pork roll.
Amazing. All right, let's chat on the Red Bull season right now, because things are going pretty well, sitting in second in the Eastern Conference. We're 9 match days in. Overall, how would you assess the team performance so far this season?
Yeah, I think it's really good. I think it's a testament to all the hard work that's been put in, you know, in preseason and leading up to this point. But I also think we're a little frustrated. You know, there's a lot of points we dropped. You know, Nashville, you know, even in LA last game, we thought we should have came away with 3 points. So, yeah, it's off to a great start. We're only maybe a third of the season done. So there's so much more work to do. But, yeah, it's a good start.
You have a new coach this season. How has that helped, you know, with your playing style, the motivation behind the team, the camaraderie together? It's obviously helped you guys with the start of the season, no?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think he's come in with a clear plan, Sandro. You know, he's great managing the players. I think that's really important as a coach. You know, I think that brings the best out of the players. And, yeah, in terms of his tactics and how he wants us to play, it's free-flowing with structure as well. And I think whenever you can give players kind of that freedom, I think that's when you get the best out of them. And obviously good additions like Emil, Noah Illy, Dennis. Yeah, there's a lot of new, fun, great things happening here. And yeah, a lot of people are saying we're starting to play with the ball more, which is nice as well. So yeah, it's good so far.
J-Mai, the match coming up this weekend against Vancouver is a big one, obviously. Vancouver's doing really well. I want to move ahead beyond that, because you guys have Inter-Miami in Miami next week, not to disrespect Vancouver, but I
also in second place.
Inter-Miami is in first place. Listen, it's a big two big games. Back to back, and don't give me the typical answer that take one game at a time. Blah, blah, blah. I know you guys have that circled on your calendar because of the nature of Inter Miami. And listen, you guys crushed them the first time out. How are you guys looking forward to that game?
Yeah, I think, but honestly, I haven't even thought about that game yet, to be honest. But if we're going to talk about it, yeah, I think the last game was amazing from us. Obviously, you know, there were guys missing from both sides, but I think at the end of the day, you saw what we can do against the ball. They played right into our hands. And yeah, I think it'll sort of be the same kind of preparation. Obviously, they should have Messi playing and some of their other starters playing as well. So I think it's an interesting one. I don't think we'll change much. I think for sure there's going to try and be a lot of damage control with Messi. But yeah, I think we stick to our game and yeah, see if we can run that back 2 times this year.
Nice. Talk to me a little bit about having, you know, I mean, look, MLS, we're known for bringing in some of the bigger players, especially when they're a bit more established in their careers. Having a player in front of you like Emil Forsberg, how do you think that's opened up your game? Because I know you love to get into the attack a little bit more. How do you think that's opened up your game?
Yeah, I think it's a little different from last year. Obviously, I think with me and Luquinhas, I think a lot of the attacks finished with us. I think this year it's more, I'm an outlet for Emil. Obviously, he's such a good playmaker, but he draws so much attention. So, like, he leaves spaces open for me to get into, and, you know, I can kind of feed off of him and just move off of him. And, yeah, he's been really fun to play with so far. Obviously, you see his quality, you know, all over the field. But, yeah, I think we get him the ball, and it's Dante, it's Lewis, and also the outside backs, you know, getting into the attack. But I think those three guys have been, you know, bouncing off each other really well. And, yeah, I think so far everybody's seen the quality they have.
All right, J-Mai, I got to ask. I'm looking at you here. You're up on the big screen in the studio, and I'm noticing something a little. Do we got a little mustache?
I was hoping somebody would. I was waiting for that.
What's happening there? I thought it was a shadow at
first. You need 4K to see it, let's be honest.
I'm seeing what I can do here. I'm trying a new little style. Maybe I should dye it.
I'm not sure if I see it, J-Mai.
Yeah, he's at the wall,
That's crazy.
Okay, so Jamai, is that is that kind of like a Parisian inspired little goatee? Is this what?
Oui, oui. I got nothing going on up here, so I gotta try and get something down here.
Gotta get the party down here.
Gotta be something somewhere.
On the face. Oh wait, we've got a photo. There it is.
There we go.
Okay, that's better.
Oh, that's much better than what we're seeing.
You guys are posing here.
You have a face like a chameleon. Like you look like 10 different. Like there, you look like an Ecuadorian exchange student. You look like 10 different things every time you change your hairstyle.
Bro, you're crazy.
Okay, so we're talking about the potentially a mullet. We're doing some speculating here. Will we see maybe some different colors involved?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm undecided on that because I think the blonde really, like, I don't know. I feel like that's who I am now.
Yeah.
I have my natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it throws me off a little bit. So I think if it's a mullet, I think I start it original with just natural, but I think for sure I can make some changes.
What about a pink? Remember when that was a thing?
Oh, yeah.
A pink?
I have a funny story.
What about
story.
A hot pink?
I actually attempted that in the off season, and it completely fell through.
What happened?
No.
Yeah, so it was blonde, and I was on vacation, and I had a photo shoot actually to go to in like 2 days, and I was like, pink would be kind of nice. And we kind of put in the wrong dyes, and it turned blue, and then like a green turquoise. Yeah, it was just, it turned into a whole nightmare. So
you wouldn't wear sky blue?
You gotta go get it professionally done.
Yeah, no, well, so my girlfriend does hair, and she was very stressed because it did not.
Listen, Jamai, to tell your girlfriend, I think for the Olympics, a gold mullet would be, that would be the best. And I mean, you guys played against France going into that, you know, into the warm-ups with the U23s. You guys play against them again. Yes, how is that feel? You know, going up against maybe one of the favorites from the tournament. Tell me about your experience in that game, having Henri on the bench on the other side.
Yeah, I think for sure, definitely one of the favorites for the tournament. I think first it was just a great test, a good experience, and it was nice to be able to, you know, see how we are right now heading into the tournament. And I think the at the end of the game, the message was, it's a good result. We respected them a little too much in the first half. And I think in the second half, you saw if we can come out with that mentality, you know, we can hang around with anybody. And overall, I think it was just a good test for the group and to play the quality players they have and, you know, kind of see where we stack up against, you know, the competition. I think, it was great. And the atmosphere there was amazing. And that was only 15,000 people. So I can only imagine what it would be like with more.
Hey, Jamai, I've got a bet for you. Do you want to do it with me? May 18th is the first Hudson River Derby. Uh-huh. Rebel will be going to New York City Football Club. I think New York City.
Where are we going?
I think New York City. Yeah, I know, right? Maybe it'll be at Rebel Arena. Who knows?
Okay.
Although we're going to have a stadium now. I don't know if you know. It's been announced. If New York City win, you have to call it Taylor Ham for a month. If Red Bull wins, I have to call it pork roll for a month.
That's a deal, man. I'm in on that.
All right. I want to see video, though. I need to see proof.
Yeah, no. I think that would be a perfect time. That'll be a perfect time to bring you into the studio. What do you think? We can do like a little rehashing of everything that went on, and then you guys can come good on your bets. What do you think?
I will do it.
You're
happily.
Down.
I'm just willing things into existence on this show today. I'm like, this is what's going to happen.
We can also host a debate.
Yeah.
Jamai debating in favor of New Jersey soccer, and I will debate in favor of Florida soccer.
I like this a lot. We can also weigh in on your hair and, you know, in prep for the Olympics.
Yes. And what's thicker, Jamai's mustache or my back hair?
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Which one is thicker?
You took it too far. Jamai, I apologize for that visual that you probably have in your head right now. It's not good. I know, because I'm right there with you. We adore you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us again. We are serious. We want you to come in into the studio whenever it works for you. We would love to have you. But best of luck this weekend against Vancouver and the rest of the season. We're cheering for you.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. And I'll see you guys soon.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.